Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Wake up. It's time to go. Zach Amico's got a show. Animals are here to play. Jokes and guests to start your day. Tell the Sandman no more sleep. Eat some eggs and cook some beef. Laugh is waiting, don't be shy. Stretch your legs and touch the sky. Grab a coffee and join the crew. It's Zach Amico.
It's a Wednesday here at the Gas Digital Studios, and it's me, your other boy, the international superstar, Zach Amico, saying howdy, and thanks for tuning in to the Morning Zoo. We are joined by two wonderful gentlemen today, joining us for the first time ever, big thank you, our new friend, Andrew Oriana. How you doing, dog?
What's up? How we living? How we living? I'm doing great.
It's going to be a great day. And next to him from the Arena of Ideas and Robbie Wood, one of our best friends here on the show. Very talented, very funny, very handsome today. Oh, Robbie Goodwin.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Hey, Zach. Thank you for having me.
How you doing, man? This is a more relaxed look. This is a seducing mom's look.
Yeah, yeah. This is I might have been fucking last night kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Good for you. Laying it down.
I wasn't, but okay. The look says I could have been.
You know what? I'll tell you. You know what it is? You look like a substitute teacher who's going to teach kids to appreciate poetry by showing them rap lyrics.
Incorrect. Should I sit? Should I turn this thing backwards? And
I
sit down
actually
like that?
See the Captain Morgan stance, like the one leg up. Listen, I'm going to break it down for you boys.
Yeah, yeah. You know who? You know, you guys like Nas and Jay-Z. How about Walt Whitman?
How about Lin-Manuel Miranda, guys?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh boy. That I could see him bringing in Hamilton lyrics.
Yo, there once was a man from Nantucket.
You know, I wish I liked Hamilton more. I love the King George song.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
It's fucking great. The rest of it, what I think fucked me up with it is I saw parodies of it.
Yeah.
Before
it actually came out.
Yeah.
Or before you saw it. That can ruin it.
Shannon, can you bring up Mr. Show Rap the Musical?
That's not even a parody of it.
No, this is, 20 years at least before it?
Oh,
and
yeah.
This is all I can think.
That's so funny. That's hilarious.
Whenever I watch clips, like my wife watches it, and she really likes it, and she's had me sit down and like watch the Disney Channel version.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, man, this is...
I will say, did you see it live or on Disney?
I saw it on Disney Plus.
I've never seen it, but in my experience, musical theater doesn't tape very well. You have to see live.
It's like a whole atmosphere thing. Like,
yeah,
you gotta be part of the room for it.
And half of the fun of a Broadway show is like, God damn, these guys can sing and dance and right in front of me like this.
Yeah, no, and I'm not saying nobody's talented or I'm sure it's regular. It's just something
it's
that
corny
never
filmed is what I'm saying.
I don't think it's ever resonated with me. Bring this up, should play this for a second.
Coming to the Greenwich Civic Center from London's West End, Sir Lloyd Wilson Webber's Rap the Musical.
Lloyd Wilson Webber rules.
Face in your face, that booming bass. Give me that stupid bad rhyme every time. Describe a crime.
Rap the Musical contains no rap music.
Oh, that's
going on a SpongeBob. Just me, Posse, and me. I'm a gangster of the old school. You can call me OG. Rap the Musical is a celebration for the entire family.
Can you just forward to Bob Odenkirk as the Gold Tooth?
Oh, that's
so awesome.
Bob singing
is
always great.
Rap.
Well, I'm an old gold tooth, and I'll tell you the truth.
Wow, Don Boys.
Don't miss Rap the Musical. You want to experience the
God
magic
damn, dude. Please miss even once, Mr. Show. It's just so brilliant.
By the way, so fucking ahead.
Oh, yeah.
Because that show, like, it was on in the middle of the night, It was just in like a almost like a restaurant.
Yeah,
like the venue.
The set was literally a restaurant. That like in the back of it.
And you just watched
season.
What, like 30 people become wildly famous?
Yeah, it was like Tobias and Saul Goodman and SpongeBob and Jack Black and
Sarah Silverman.
And it was like from what Paul F.
Tompkins just,
and it's crazy. HBO didn't even have it on HBO Go for like years. I think until Bob and Kirk got famous.
Yeah,
like when they finally put it on HBO Go. I had the DVDs when I was in high school, and it like blew my mind. I think it's still my favorite show.
I got it at I went to an event in when I was in college, and it was like free stuff. It was, you could bring stuff to trade. There was no money, and it was, somebody had all of Mr. Show on VHS, and there was a lady taking them, and I'm like, do you like that show? And she's like, no, I just was gonna tape over it. And I was
so
like
funny.
I'll just give you $20 to buy blank tapes.
Incredible.
And dude, I fucking wore those out.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. I mean, it's just, it was so, as you said, very ahead of its time. Like, it holds up so well, which is crazy, because it's, no one's like done that. Because all the sketches, the worst part about sketch comedy is having to end it.
Yeah.
That's what SNL, it's like,
you got to pull out and show the set. They go, the end.
Yeah. But all the sketches
bleed into each other like Monty Python.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. And it's really well done, well written. And I think it holds up weirdly because no one's done it better since that. And it's also just all those guys in their primes when no one knew who they were and just killing it.
There's a joke that makes me laugh so fucking hard. The episode is, I think it's called Who Wants a Banana? And it starts off, and in the opening monologue, one of them takes just a banana out of their pocket and goes to the crowd for no, it gets no laugh, and goes, who wants a banana? And then just throws it. It gets no laugh. Then you go through the whole episode, and at the end of the episode, they say, we're going to put this in a time capsule. They give it to Brian Posehn, his security guard. He walks into the parking lot and throws it, and it does the 2001
thing.
And you see the tape float, and then it's the future, and it's a bunch of monkeys watching it, and he goes, who wants a banana? And they go, what? And it's a half an hour. They let you go, what a weird bomb to include in the taping. It was like, they make you sit on that joke for a half an hour.
So
the patience.
Yeah, it's funny. A lot of times the audience wouldn't be that into it, too. Like,
yeah.
Especially in season one.
I've heard...
season four is the best. That's just banger sketch after banger sketch. Like the one where they're at a restaurant that's so fancy they don't have a bathroom.
Oh, yeah,
so
yeah.
So they bring in Jade. He's like, Bob Odenkirk's like a fan. And David Cross is like, can I use the restroom? And he's like, we don't have a bathroom here. Rudy! And then like Jay Johnson comes in with like a tray to have the poop underneath David Cross's chin. He's like, how you doing? Let's look for the... He's like, we are so fancy that Rudy will await your foundation.
That is, I believe the name of the episode is Rudy will await your foundation.
That was my favorite episode. That's the one I wore out. Was,
man, that's the real tragedy of January 6th.
It was Jay Johnson.
Is that we lost Jay Johnson.
I heard he got heavy into meth or something.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I heard tell. Is that like he had a serious drug problem and went off the rails, and that's and
it is
to...
a crazy. When you saw the picture, you're like, that guy looks just like Jay Johnson.
I know.
And you're like, oh man, you just lost what, top three cartoon on TV?
Yeah, my friend Dave Cyrus texted me and I was like, huh, that's a funny joke. And he's like, no, that's him. I was like, what? He's like, it's him. And I was like, that's fucking nuts. I mean, it was like. Of all the people during January 6th, is like the funny cop from Sarah Silverman. It didn't make any sense. It's like, what's the alt comedy to January 6th pipeline? I can't even like imagine it.
Yeah, don't ask Chris Jericho where his wife was that day either. That he gets real mad,
right?
If you connect her schedule that day,
really?
Yeah.
Oy.
She was like Chrissy. She was out there just getting people's opinions.
She was a reporter.
Yeah, she was a reporter. Let's get plugs out of the way, Mr. Oriana. Let people know where to find you. What do you want to plug, dog?
On Instagram, I'm a Oriana Comedy, you know, and then I have a monthly show that I do called Guess Who with a very funny Susan Cavalcanti.
Oh, I love Susan.
Yeah, she's
cool.
The best. Yeah, yeah. So I run that with her once a month. And then I'm starting up a Twitch channel, so we're going to start streaming games on there soon, so more to come with that, but that's all about it for me.
Very cool, guys. Check it out. Mr. Goodwin.
Hey, Arena of Ideas, every Thursday at 7, raise the portcullis, step in. Me and Dalton Pruitt are mental gladiators going tete-a-tete with metaphors and such. Also, I do Robbie Wood, my movie review show, and The Wolf of Ball Street, my basketball stream, if you're into NBA comedy. We were doing March Madness with Miguel Silva and my buddy Keenan Womack. So that's been really fun. Also, I do Roast Battle New York. I've been judging, and I'm actually performing there tonight. So by now, it's probably on the Roast Battle League YouTube whenever this comes out. Or you can come see me around Grove 34 around then. And I've been judging Fight Club a lot lately. I did it as Conor McGregor last week, and I'm very proud of that. So please check me out as Conor McGregor on Comedy Fight Club. I thought that was a lot of fun.
Fantastic. Guys, find me on Instagram. Zach is not funny. Punch up that live slash Zach Amico for my tickets. If you're watching live this Friday, I am in Jersey at a brewery with Greg Stone. And then, most importantly, I'm taping my first half an hour special, May the 23rd, at the Creek of the Cave in Austin, Texas, 7 p.m. and 9 p.m. Myself and the incredibly funny Tim Butterly will be splitting that. So you get to see us both tape our specials, taping specials that Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, all for Gas Digital. So I think the whole crew will be down there. So come hang out in Austin for one of the best comedy weekends of the year. And hey, if you like the show, go to gasdigital.com today. Use my promo code ZOO, Z-O-O. You get your episodes early, ad-free, and uncensored. You get access to the live chat. You get access to the archives, thousands of episodes of all your favorite Gas Digital shows. You save a few shekels a month. And most importantly, you get our Friday bonus episode. That's right, we do three of these a week. That Friday one is behind the paywall completely, so we can watch long videos and do a bunch of silly shit. So if you want to get the full experience, subscribe. But regardless of how you consume the show, thank you so much. All right, so I've been waiting. Shannon, do you know if we could do the quadruple amputee, or did you want to save that for...
I saw that. that shit was so funny.
For Lou.
It is also on that list, so I'm pretty sure he's going to get to it, so... But yeah, I don't want to control what you do either.
Yeah, no.
I'm going to call it right now, real ass dude of the week. Yeah. I'm calling that right now.
Did you see the footage of him climbing trees?
Yes, I cannot believe it.
You know what I'm talking
dude,
about?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
We'll touch on it, Shannon, and I won't do a deep dive. So there is a professional cornhole player currently being charged with murder. And bring him up, Shannon.
Fuck yeah.
The video is so fun. I mean, like, I don't know how. He must be the most athletic quadriplegic person I've ever seen. And I watched Murder Ball.
Well, he's not a quadriplegic. He's a quadruple amputee.
Oh, yeah, right.
Dude.
So watch this fucking... He's got...
This is beyond premeditated,
Dalton, what the
by the
fuck,
way.
Yeah, man.
This is beyond premeditated.
Oh, guys. I'm sorry. I just...
I'm going through
a tough time.
I lost my hands and my feet.
They cut off my feet because they look so weird.
Unless I take the hands too, I don't need them.
Like, maybe this will help me not snack so much.
Can we get that footage of him playing cornhole?
Dude, he
killed someone and he was like getting away, and he got away, right?
I believe they had the last I saw was a manhunt. But he's like a I don't think I don't know if they have cornhole the Special Olympics. Well, look at this. He's playing against full people.
Oh, wow. So
full people is diabolical, by the way. Full people is diabolical. You also saw Oscar Pistorius that said, "Hold my beer, bitch."
I'm right. With what? Hold my beer. I can't.
Well, we need to arrest Chris Crespo before he kills again.
And there's like footage of him shooting and stuff, I guess. I don't know. If that guy sneaks up on you, were you like, come on, what are you going to, did they saw him with a gun? They're like, what are you going to do?
Exactly.
Well, what are you going to hear? His footsteps? He's coming in quiet.
He is coming in quiet.
And he looks adorable.
Yeah.
It's like getting killed by an Oompa Loompa. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's like.
Yeah, you don't want to get shot as your murderer goes away. You're
yeah, it's like when your murderer is waddling away.
But so I've hung out with a lot. I apologize, Andrew. You're gonna get to know me real quick. I have a lot of friends that are in like a sideshow and like like weird like performance arty kind of shit. And like the guy did all my tattoos, my friend Claw. He's that old sideshow performer. He does all like hanging a bowling ball off his eyelids, shit like that. He's got horns. My friend Arlo is like third generation sideshow, and all my sideshow friends always tell me. And it's like a saying in the community, don't fuck with natural borns. And those are the people who didn't choose, either were born with it or did not choose to have whatever their thing is.
Yeah, they're true to it. They ain't new to it. Yeah.
And
they're angry.
Angry and oddly strong because they've been.
They developed with it.
Or walking on, you know, they've developed. So, like, the famous one is because there's like a retirement community for them in Florida, like a trailer park they all live in. Mm-hmm. And there was a guy that had lobster hands who, like, beat the shit out of his kids. I think one of his kids shot him.
Oh, fuck.
And he had, like, straight up, like, he looked like he was sitting crisscross applesauce all the time. And he had lobster hands. And he would just fuck his wife up.
That's crazy.
Just claw her around the house. Oh, you had to put rubber bands on him. So I'd imagine this
guy. He got the death penalty. They boiled him.
Yeah, yeah.
Lethal injection with butter garlic.
Oh, they served him at a black community college graduation.
Oh, we're gonna give.
They took him on. Some black lady brought him on a plane to eat.
We call that execution Boston style.
Yeah. Because have you seen Freaks, the old movie?
No, Adam.
So I've heard of it.
Freaks was Todd Browning who did Dracula.
Okay, yeah.
This is the movie that kind of fucked his career up. He did this movie called Freaks, and it's essentially all real freak show people.
Mm-hmm.
And like somebody tries to. I think one of the little people inherits a crazy amount of money, and a chick tries to marry him and kill him to like take his money. So the freaks turn on her and her boyfriend. But these guys are scurry. There's a guy who's a worm man like that, and there's a scene of him crawling through the mud with a knife in his mouth. That is the scariest goddamn. There's another guy, no arms, no legs, and he just lights a cigarette while he's talking in the movie.
Oh, wow. I've seen footage from it, so I know what you're talking about, but I've never actually watched it.
It's when you look at the time it came from, you're like, whoa, dark movie.
Yeah,
like,
right. When did it come out? Like it's a black and white, right?
Yeah, it's pretty early.
It's
itself.
1932. Okay,
yeah. What is it, Greg?
1932.
Wow, okay.
This is the worm guy.
Yeah, that's him.
Yo.
Damn, that's high fidelity. They upscaled that.
And this is the whole cast.
Damn.
Huh.
Yeah, that's where we get like the
Colin
pinheads.
Quinn was the father.
That's where we get like the pinheads.
Yeah, yeah.
Which some people say, well, so a lot of them were slow, but some of them weren't. Some of them put on a bit.
Yeah.
Right, because they wanted to be famous.
And as we've talked about.
They were the original Kill Tony regulars.
Yeah. Okay, the worm man, everybody. The worm man. Wow, he kills it every time. He slithers around. He's a worm.
Man, you look like a thing with no arms and no legs, but gay. What, you be up in people's asses?
Man, what you look like a dick in Tony's booty hole, worm man.
Oh,
David. David.
We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
We've seen on the show before. There's now a resurgence of pinheads because of incest in it was Pakistan, right, Shannon?
Yes, Pakistan.
They're called the rat children.
Oh shit!
And it's like we're having that issue again because the communities aren't mixing correctly,
right?
And we're getting those, which is not good.
That's not good.
Like, if you're getting stuff that we thought we were done with, like,
I'm sorry, where are the pinheads again? You said
Pakistan.
How horny are these guys? They're fucking the pinheads.
Well, so they use them as beggars.
Okay.
Yeah, they're called the rat children. I believe.
Oh my god!
And they use them as
it's like Anthony Davis.
They use them as. Beggars, because in their culture, it's bad luck to say no if they ask you for money.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, now they're just, they're in cartels. Oh. So there's like cartels of like rich guys that control them and put them out on the corner and take the money and pay them like a little bit. And they switch them out all day.
Mm.
Kind of like when you see, I'm not, I got a message that I should stop talking about the Romani people.
Oh really?
That it's very.
What, are they gonna put a curse on?
Yeah, that they're very, very detrimental. And I wish I would lose the weight. I'll take it.
Wait, who gave you this warning?
Somebody on Instagram told me that I was ignorant and spreading false rumors about the good Romani people.
Okay.
But, you know, you see the chicks with the drugged babies.
Stop talking about the Romani people. It's me, Ray Romani.
Deborah.
This guy on Gas Digital keeps spreading lies about us.
Hey, Ray, we got to do something about this fat kid.
This guy Ralph from Gas Digital sounds like you.
So you'll see, like, the broads on the subway, they trade those babies out. Like, if you ever see a lady with, like, the sleeping baby, a lot of times those babies are drugged. And they work full shit. Like, they trade the baby. So they'll trade out the lady.
Wow.
But keep the baby.
Oh, shit.
So that baby's out there for 24, 36.
You take the woman, I'll take the baby.
Yeah. So that baby's out there for like 24, 36 hours because when it wakes up, they fucking give it a little something.
That's crazy, man.
Damn. Chaddy, can you look that up? I know I'm not crazy. I'm wrong on a lot of things.
This is Pakistan?
No, this is New York.
Okay, Jesus. Oh, the Romanis. I'm sorry.
Dude, this is three blocks away, dog.
Jesus.
Yeah,
Christ.
This is like the fucking queue.
Wow.
Like, you'll see ladies that have like an always sleeping baby.
Yeah.
Right.
They're usually drugged.
Oh, my God.
I usually only ever see those with like 4 foot Mexican women, though. You know, like the people that like come in with like more candy than I've seen at grocery stores.
Of course. Yeah.
That's usually who I see with babies.
Right.
No, I feel like I used to see them a lot a couple years ago. Maybe they're not as prevalent, but that was like a big one. It would be like, you know, homeless, you know, just lost my, and they'll have a sign. The sign and the baby come together.
Oh, my God.
It's a starter pack?
Yeah, the lady changes out.
Dude, new Fortnite skin just dropped.
And then all that money goes to, like, somebody that's running that business.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, dude.
Shannon, am I crazy?
I'm trying to find
out. I do know the gypsies, their move in Europe, if you're ever traveling, is they'll, like, just throw their baby at you and you catch it and then someone else pickpockets you.
So when I was in France, they warned us about that. Mm-hmm. Dude, they were straight up the bubblegum kids from Hostel.
Really?
Just packs of kids, and they would run up to you and start asking you questions. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, they would also pickpocket.
Damn, dude, that's crazy.
But they would come in like big waves, because they said if a kid comes up for help, mm-hmm. like,
don't.
Yeah.
So it says that it has been documented that with the women begging with infants in Manhattan worked in coordinated groups, traveled together and returned to the same locations and refused social services and shelters, and that the women appeared to trade off or share the same children, but there isn't any proof of them drugging the children.
Damn. Just that they're silent.
Do you think the babies get like child actor syndrome where it's like, dude, I killed it on this block for 30 years, baby.
This was my block.
Yeah. He's a good earner.
Yeah.
He's in fourth grade. He already fucking knows how to fucking pick out everybody's pocket.
Hey, remember this face? That was me.
That was me.
I was going to be a star.
I'm ready for my close-up. It's not me who got old. It's the pictures that got small.
The lady's getting upset. She's like, I got a fucking ugly baby this week. How am I supposed to make any money today?
Ah, black one. Now they're going to think I'm homeless and mad at my dad.
They're going to give me tickets now. This is going to cost me money.
Oh, I'm starting at an under today. Damn it, now I gotta buy tiny Jordans? Hey, Morning Zoo fans, you slobs. Stop sucking in your gut to fit into your pants. You need the Perfect Gene. They fit like a dream, don't chafe, and they show off all the meat. Skinny, athletic, thick as hell. With waist and length options of all sizes, it's easy to find a pair of Perfect Jeans that fit. You go on their website, super easy to use, super customizable. Really, really nice quality jeans. And everyone at Gas Digital that's tried them out absolutely loves them. I've been meat gazing all week at the hot hogs that are slapping around the office. So let the Perfect Jean update your whole wardrobe. Grab some polos and shorts to freshen up your look as well. So for a limited time, my fans get 15% off their first order, plus free shipping at theperfectgene.nyc. Or just Google The Perfect Gene and use the code ZOO15 for 15% off. That's 15% off for new customers at theperfectgene.nyc with promo code ZOO15. After you purchase, they're going to ask you where you heard about them. Support the show and tell them The Morning Zoo sent you. Fuck your khakis and get The Perfect Gene. Let's get back into the show. All right, moving on. Here's a fun one. The show are big fans of Miss Gypsy Rose Blanchard.
Yes. Last time I was here, we talked
about her. Are you familiar?
Isn't that the lady? She killed her mom, right?
Her and her doofus boyfriend. Slaughtered her mother like a pig. Her mother had what I call Eminem's mom disease, Munchausen by proxy. And it is very debatable how much of Gypsy's story. Listen, her mom was definitely a crazy person and a monster. How much Gypsy was aware of how much they were scamming together, I think, is up for debate. Now, she also threw the dude under the bus. Mm-hmm. This dude's doing life, and this bitch is out.
Yeah, she's making, like, TikToks now.
And she's out.
Yeah.
And this guy's gone because she said she hid in the bathroom while he killed her. And I think that's bullshit. I think she was right in there with him.
Right.
And that,
yeah, of course.
She said, if you love me, we'll get you out, but you got to say you did it. And this fucking moron. No, I mean,
yeah,
retard.
Oh, okay, like, okay.
got arrested once for masturbating in a McDonald's parking lot for 7 hours.
Dude, that's a just solid goon sesh.
That's just
in the McDonald's, dude.
Using the McDonald's Wi-Fi. That's why he was there.
Oh, my God, dude. Jesus Christ. Wow.
So he had a jerk off for 7 hours, but he couldn't use his data plan. It's not good.
Yeah.
And this bitch was making videos him saying, you know, I'll be your concubine. You're allowed to do whatever you want to me. If we ever have a daughter, you get to take her virginity because you are the master of the kingdom.
Fuck?
Real dark, like vampire S&M abuse shit, right? So she has had to apologize because she did a TikTok where she just laughed about killing her mother. And I'm pretty sure when you get out on parole, you're supposed to feel regret. You're supposed to express regret for your crime.
Or just sadness about the situation, right? Like,
but meanwhile, this bitch is like getting a glow up.
She's White Lady OJ, dude.
Oh, dude. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
She's Rosé Simpson.
Yeah. Nice. So, Shannon, let's see what's going on here.
Listen and we don't judge. One time I dared a homeless woman $20 to jump into a lake and then she said she couldn't swim and I ran away laughing.
Oh, God.
We don't judge.
We don't judge.
We listen and we don't judge.
I went to prison for 8.5 years because I...
Oh, that's her?
My own mom.
Oh, my God.
Hey, we listen and we don't judge.
We listen and we don't
judge. Bananas
like
TikTok.
To cut my hand.
Who is this blonde lady that also is like, yeah, I killed a person too. What of
so
it?
She was
and what's she getting into tonight?
Yeah. She's hot as shit.
She is hot. What the fuck?
So Gypsy that looks lady, good. That lady's like an influencer. I remember this. She was like daring people to do shit, and she dared a homeless lady $20 to jump in a river or lake or something. And then the lady's like, I can't swim. And they just ran away like, hee, hee, hee. It was a bad PR move for her socially.
It was a little rude.
So the fact...
Real knucklehead behavior.
Oh, yeah.
Pod.
Yeah. And then the fact that these two got together
were
like,
funny.
Guys, the content's going to make itself.
I mean, I'll bet this went hella viral, right? Like, just these two sociopaths doing sing-songy TikTok content, confessing to crimes. That's good shit.
I do also have her apology.
Yeah, so she apparently had apology because people are like, that's a little nonchalant to go.
Apparently a lot of people judged. A lot of people did not listen and they judged.
Right.
And also, like, let's be honest, it's so funny that you can't say, like, she had to censor herself from saying kill her mom, but she's allowed to make content as someone who killed her mom.
Yeah, that is really, we are in dystopia for sure. Like, that's just, that is wild. Sorry, I have nothing to add. I'm just shocked.
Oh, so is she wearing a wig? I can't tell.
Oh my God.
She did wear a bunch of wigs.
She was very... So the mom... Listen, this mom...
She's a real wigger.
A rough... This mom was a real rough case, all right? She had this poor girl on a feeding tube. She took all her teeth out, and she would shave her head because she told everybody she had cancer.
Wow.
She is wearing a wig here, though, because she bleached her hair and it broke.
Okay, oh, thank you.
Poor girl.
Yeah, that's the list. That's, you know, this girl can't get a break.
She can't get a damn break.
This girl was...
She's getting fucked up.
Tortured.
Yeah, okay.
Because they were getting, like, they would get Make-A-Wish all the time. They lost their house in Hurricane Katrina. They got a brand new house. Like, this lady would just move to a new place and say she said all her medical records were destroyed in Katrina. So then she just got to make up.
Right.
She made her younger. She made her retarded. She told everyone she was retarded and had cancer and all these other issues. So, Shannon, go ahead. Let's hear her apology.
The idea behind it is like, you know, yes, we understand that we're not perfect. We are influencers and we have gone through some difficult things, but we are focusing on positivity. That was the entire point of the video, is accountability and growth.
So your intention was to acknowledge a wrongdoing from the past.
Yes.
Now looking back, can you see why some people felt it crossed the line?
I can, especially with me particularly.
Because I killed my mom.
She really is
always following.
She is an ultimate influencer. She influenced a guy to fucking kill her mom and then take the dive to go to prison.
Yeah, no, she's got... So here's... I want to finish this, Shannon, but... And I've said this before.
I'm fascinated.
I apologize. I don't think there's a way that if one of your parents is that evil, that there's not something in you, not necessarily...
No, I'm with you.
A parent that can be unlocked... That lives in you. That evil, you're half that at least.
Yeah.
And you might be a great person, but through a series of events, I could see that level of sociopathy, if I'm using that term correctly, being able to come out of the cage.
Just right under the skin. Well, yeah.
Especially if you're like the victim of that shit.
It can
manifest. I mean, that happens all the time. Like, a lot of perpetrators of crimes were the victims of that crime when they were a kid. Like,
yeah,
a lot of pedophiles, for example.
Yeah, that's how you make new ones.
Yeah, exactly. So she probably learned to bury all of her emotions deep down and not care or feel anything because she was like, her mom was literally like torturing her when she was a baby or whatever.
And she also like found fame. Like, she got fucking famous. For her to call herself an influencer is a little ballsy.
Bananas,
it's so TikTok, too. It's like attention by any means necessary, and people will give it to you. It's very natural-born killers, actually.
So, Shannon, keep it going.
On my journey, because they like to see me grow. And so, usually, I think I could bank on my audience receiving things very well. But I'm not the type of person to be very in your face about my past. So this is like the first time that I tried something different in a head-on approach. And I just don't, unfortunately, it wasn't received like we wanted.
So some people feel like when you did the part where you're like, my mom.
Pretty funny, actually.
What? Fucking world.
I know.
It is hysterical that she's like, I can't believe people didn't receive this well. I killed my mom.
Well, what did she think was going to happen? She was like, everyone's going to see how funny this is.
Yeah.
Because we listen and we don't judge. Was that the punchline?
Yeah. What Demolition Man future are we in where she's not in trouble for killing her mom? She's out of jail for killing her mom, but now having to apologize.
For the joke?
For the joke. And for censoring yourself because she's allowed to be on social media as a murderer, but you can't say killed or it'll fuck up the algorithm.
Ay, ay, ay.
Keep it going, Shannon.
I hate modernity.
No, that wasn't the case. The only reason why I did this is because I had a conversation with Natalie, and TikTok is extremely sensitive when it comes to how you word things. So we deliberated on, you know, words that we could possibly use, and everything that we thought of, you know, homicide, unalive,
oh my
you know,
God.
All of these things may have gotten flagged by TikTok and the video taken down. And so I'm like, what happens if I just do a gesture?
Why is she even admitting
like,
it?
People know what that means without having to actually say.
What if she had went, what if she, word? What if she went, I, my mom, I fuck it. My mom.
And she's not even OJ. She's not even saying if I did it.
Yeah. No, she went to jail for it. She did it.
Yeah, yeah.
Keep it going, Shannon. I'm fascinated by this.
That's why we had to do it that way.
Gypsy, for people wanting you to apologize for this TikTok video, to that you say what?
I say that I do deeply apologize to anyone who may have been offended. Ah,
the classic.
My intention, like I was not laughing about it. I don't think it's funny to joke about a heavy topic and my past. Like, I apologize because the delivery was wrong on that. I don't, you know, I am trying to be my authentic self. And if my authentic self is saying I did something bad in my past, but look at where I am now, that's where I'm coming from with it. But I would never joke about my past. So I do apologize if it came off too abrasive.
Oh, my God, man.
You know what's great? Men have guys like Andrew Tate and Jordan Belfort.
Yeah.
And this is what women have. This bitch could teach a self-help seminar next week.
This lady and then the Bachelorette lady too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They could go on tour and sell out like a hell self-help book. You know, being my authentic self, you know, letting go of the chains of my abusive past. And that shit would sell out. And Shannon, I don't mean all, I'm not saying women in general are ignorant or stupid or anything.
No, guys have this too.
But dumb fucking women would lie. Yeah, and the same guys that go to like
I saw Barnes & Noble, like the front and center of the big bestseller in self-help was by the Wolf of Wall Street. Like real one.
Jordan Belfort.
Like, did we watch the movie? He's a criminal.
He's a bad guy. But can we say that would be a fun guy to hang out with?
It would be fun, that but would don't, be a fucking don't put it sick in the guy. Self-help section. It was called like the ways of the wolf. It's like
the ways of the wolf.
Crime.
It's Quaaludes. That's the ways of the wolf.
Drug addiction and crime.
Yeah.
But a bunch of dumb guys being like, I want to be like the Wolf of Wall Street. That's a badass name. And I look just like Leo.
Yeah. But isn't like, couldn't you say he's kind of also doing like the Henry Hill thing where he's like, he sees now this market.
But Henry Hill never did self-help. He just did like,
no, but he definitely,
there's some crazy ass stories about
he definitely wanted the attention in the same way. He's just, Jordan Belfort's better at monetizing. He was doing
yeah, he was
sales seminars.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Which is funny because he what he sold was bullshit. So maybe that does make him a good salesman. But
I mean, he could have just been good at his job.
Yeah, maybe, I don't know. Yeah, maybe people were like, hey, this guy sold a crock of shit. Maybe I could learn how to be a good salesman or whatever. I mean, but it's just funny. It's like, I feel like everyone has, both genders do have the, sociopaths that they like weirdly look up to, or narcissists especially. People like, dude, I mean, look, dude, I love Kanye. Like, all right, he's not a great guy, but
hallelujah.
So I think people are like, honestly, people just like confidence. People just like anyone with like brash confidence, and that's these people.
Yeah, no, I understand what you're saying on that one. Mm-hmm. It's just to me, Jordan Belfort comes off so. Leo did him a lot of favors in that movie. Because when you see him at the end of the movie, the real him is who introduces Leo.
Yeah. It's like, ugh.
And you're like, oh, God.
Yeah.
This fucking.
He's like a 5'6 leathery Italian.
Yeah. He looks like he looked like Timu Bono or something.
Yeah.
He does not look good. Yeah. And like, Leo. And what's great about that movie and that performance is you, like, as cool as Leo innately is and how cool it is to be rich and all that shit, he.
Yeah, I look just like this fucking guy.
Yeah. Well, before the they make a movie, I was like, Leo's the only one.
Leo and nobody. Don't make me Jonah. Make my friend Jonah Hill. He's a fat piece of shit. But it speaks to his performance and this how awful he is in the story. A lot of times when you watch, you're like, man, what a fucking loser this guy is. This Jordan Belfort guy.
And like, yeah, I mean, then which speaks to how good of an actor Leo is. But it's also like that speaks to how you shouldn't model yourself after this guy if his life made Leo seem like a fucking loser.
Yeah, because you could see you see the video and you're like, how, like the movie, and you're like, how is he getting away with this? And then you look at the actual guy, it's like, how the fuck did you actually get away with
this? Oh, yeah.
Like, it's insane how, like, you see that guy, there's like no way you got away
you
with
it. You want to know the opposite of that was that movie War Dogs, also with Jonah Hill, where he's like super fucking fat in it?
Yeah,
he's huge, yeah.
He's so fat that it like took me out of the movie because it was like, every time he walked in, I was like, wow, he's fucking fat. And then at the end, they show the real guy, not fat at all. Jonah Hill did not have to gain weight for that role. I was like, this guy I could see getting away with a big arms operation. Big fat Jonah Hill with the pinky rings. I'm like, I'm not selling that guy fucking anything.
I love Jonah Hill in Wolf of Wall Street. He's such a great performance.
Should have won an Oscar. Did he win? No, he didn't win an Oscar.
The big fit. Everything is great.
So funny in it. He's so funny and good dramatically in it too. Smoke crack with me, bro.
And dude, when he's jerking off to the chick at the party is so fucking funny. There's like all these scenes that are great.
Yeah, he really kind of they both are just those two performances are two of the best and funniest performances, especially in a drama I've ever seen.
Well, I also, who's the is it Andrew Bernthal that no who's
John
the,
Bernthal?
John Bernthal. Yeah. Thank you. He's so fucking good.
Yeah. Rob Reiner's hilarious in his little.
Rob Reiner rules
in
it.
Yeah.
But yeah, John Bernthal. So when he let him watch when he's just fucking lifted to Billy Joel in the bag. Like I know eight of that guy.
Yeah.
I literally have a friend who looks just like that.
Yeah.
And when we saw it, we called him. He's like, yeah, you're like the ninth person to text me since this movie's come out this week.
That's so
that it's
funny.
Me.
That's awesome. Scorsese, between that Goodfellas Casino, just an amazing. He's so good at making these funny New York scumbags, just like as little side characters and stuff.
Fantastic. We've still got more to go with. All right. I'm going to talk about my girl, Gracie Bonn, in the news as always. Gracie Bonn, the world's the fattest ass going, my love, my future ex-wife. She's the influencer girl who says that planes need bigger seats. She's big on the bottom gal. Now, there's been some controversy. She claims to have lipedema, which is the thing where you can't lose fat from your ass and thighs.
Oh, wow.
Which a couple girls do have. Uh-huh. But a lot of people are saying...
She's got a hot face. Actually, you know,
she is all reconstructed from the top.
Ah, okay.
And that she had it put in professionally.
Gotcha.
Anyway, so she apparently is claiming she had a rendezvous with one Drake.
No way.
The fact that this is just coming, that would be my first bet. Is that Drake has this lady's number on?
I
want to
see the
dial.
Woman with the biggest ass and thighs in the world.
Yeah. And she's gonna say what ended her romance with Drake. Shannon, tell us about it.
I have the video.
Oh yeah, so she's on like a Big Brother type show,
cartoonish ass dude.
That literally that doesn't look real at all.
Oh yeah, dude, she's,
those look like the wipeout balls.
That looks like a Ren and Stimpy drawing.
You know what? That looks like Soul Calibur 2. Yeah. That's what that looks like to me.
Well, I love her.
He didn't want me to be present there.
So that was the end of it for me. I blocked him.
She's hot. Good Lord.
I've lost track of the words.
Yeah, I was like, what?
I didn't even know they were speaking Spanish.
I was reading, and then at one point, I just stopped.
Yeah, you know what?
Because I was looking at her ass.
Drake, so I apologize. I see the vision.
They also lost track of the story because they're saying, I don't understand what is it that happened at the party.
Yes. Okay,
right.
Good.
They're looking
okay,
at her.
So we can, do you want to continue from
yeah,
here?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, pero el hecho de que yo sea alguien que tú estimas, de que tú, o sea, porque si tú me introduciste a tu hijo, a tu mamá, me has llevado cosas que de confianza.
Lo vio con otra, lo vio con otra.
Lo llenó de mujeres de él.
Lo vio con otra.
Sí, la verdad, lo llenó de mujeres de él.
¿Fue eso? Lo viste con más mujeres ya.
Ya.
Sí, she saw him with other women.
No
de la
manera
que ustedes imaginan. No.
Not in the way you imagine.
No, quiero decir nada.
She doesn't want to say anything.
No eran mujeres.
No, they weren't women.
Si se pueden llamar mujeres.
If they can be called women.
No eran trans.
No, they were not trans.
This is bad.
Tengo miedo.
No fea. Pero okay, igual.
What's done is done.
Ya lo que pasó, ya eso me enseñó mucho de que en verdad un hombre, aunque sea artista, aunque sea famoso, sinceramente, si el hombre
and
no
now
se preocupa por ti, no importa
shit.
Cómo tú te sientas.
So I guess she's claiming he's had some
boys over.
Some femboys?
Some partners that were not female. And that was part of her breaking up process.
Was because she saw him fuck guys or something?
Yeah.
I mean, that would be the least surprising thing I'd ever heard is that Drake is bisexual. That'd literally be the least surprising thing.
I feel like he could kind of milk that.
Yeah. I'm not a pedophile. I'm just gay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not a teen.
Which it would be like the honest Kevin Spacey.
Yeah. Yeah. Honestly, yeah. I'm just a homo.
Yeah. It didn't work for me, Drake. Why the hell did it work for you?
I liked how he did try to be Jamaican first, and then he was like, fuck it. We're just going to go gay. This is the final Hail Mary right here.
Yeah. I mean, he is like, Drake is he's so interesting. He like just switches it up. So his personality, I like Drake, but he does like you do see such a lack of inauthenticity to everything he does, which is like, what's the real Drake? Who's the real fucking Drake? I want to hear it.
I feel like we would have, and this is going to be controversial, I know there's many people that disagree with me. We don't say that about Tupac because he wasn't around long enough for us to see the wheels fall off the character.
Oh, yeah. If you see videos of him, he's a little flamboyant for sure.
We've shown it before. Like, I think if Tupac never stayed that exact age in our heads, and he's always going to be that motherfucker, we never saw the other side. Nobody had time to be like, have you seen the video of when he's 19? He's a faggot.
Yeah. Hey, man, a guy wouldn't claim the Bay Area if he was gay.
He's got a little sideways haircut, and he's as feminine. Like, and I get it, raised by women.
Yeah.
You have this kind of generation.
And he was in Oakland, and speaking from experience, that voice does come if you just live there. It's kind of the it's kind of the Northern California accent.
But he definitely just played that character, and somebody went, hey, listen, we can make a lot of money.
Of course.
Just be that guy.
First off, fuck your bitch and the click you claim. I love Tupac, though.
And so I think it's probably something similar. It's just these guys, the longer they're around, the more we're going to see the holes in it.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, we did see the holes in Tupac eventually.
Yeah.
Thank you, Diddy.
Yeah, all I can, you just gotta. It's almost like there should be a prerequisite if you are going to be a rapper who raps about crime.
Mm-hmm.
I wanna know you did it.
Yeah.
Well, those guys did. He was involved in.
He was definitely involved in. Activity, yes.
Right. He did like that. That was a thing, which is like in retrospect, that was like dangerous and not good. But he did play. But a lot of the, like that kid 6ix9ine, like he was so bad at rapping, and he like, and everyone was like, you're a phony. So he like started doing crime to like make up for it, and that's why he like turned into a snitch and shit.
Yeah, he was like, he everyone was calling him out for being like kind of like a fraudster. And then he was like, fuck it, I'll start doing it, and then got caught immediately.
And then immediately snitched very, very publicly. Yeah. Like, took a stand snitching and shit. Well, his music also sucked. Here's the thing. Just make good music.
Yeah, dude.
Like, Eminem was never actually involved. I mean, of course, I picked the white guy, but he was never actually involved in any actual crimes, basically. But his music was just so good that nobody gave a fuck. And he was authentic. That's the thing. It's like, just be yourself. I don't know, be yourself.
No, no. Bobby Shmurda came out with a Shmurda kit, and that was possibly the coolest thing of all time.
Right? Yeah, that was
straight
that was
out
cool.
of jail. It was like, I killed people. Here's the merch about it.
Oh wow! Yeah. Well, he was in jail for a while, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
Snoop Dogg killed somebody. People forget about that.
He got away with it. Yeah.
Now he's in. He's like, I mean, this is actually.
Now he's America's black grandpa.
Right. He's like Shaq. It's like if Shaq killed a guy, and everyone was like, whatever, man. Come be in this kid's movie.
I mean, barely. Dude, it's like if Morgan Freeman killed somebody. All he did was fuck his granddaughter for years.
That's right. Oh, my God.
Wait, he did? Dude, nobody that is true, right?
I heard about it because I remember Eric Andre was talking about that like a lot at one point.
Chaddy, can you look at I'm pretty sure Morgan Freeman has been accused of having a long-term underage affair
now
with his granddaughter.
Fuck
you
out of your mind. That's what got me into Shawshank. She was 13 going on 30.
Nice.
Get busy bleeding or get busy fucking.
Let me tell you, you'd fit right in with me at the cuckoo's nest.
Oh, we're doing a, not to plug in, but we're doing a Jack Nicholson movie tier list, me and Dalton and Nick on
Friday. Oh, hell yeah.
So, everyone,
yeah, check that out.
Yeah, that'll be a lot of fun.
Wolverine did not date his grandma for years. Sensationalist rumors suggested a romantic relationship with his step-granddaughter, Ethan Hines. Hines' granddaughter of Freeman's Ooh. First wife was tragically killed in 2015 by her boyfriend, Lamar Davenport.
Hi, my name is Lamar Davenport.
Hi, by her. Lamar Davenport is a hilarious.
It's that's such a wild.
That's like I
that
made
name.
That up.
I know. Lamar Davenport.
Killed by her boyfriend, Leroy Smooth 100s.
Yeah. Yeah, that's up there with Draymond Green.
Shannon, bring that back up.
Lamar Davenport.
Tabloid circulated allegations for over a decade, never sustained. The granddaughter of Freeman's first wife, fatally stabbed outside of her apartment. All right.
What the fuck? Boyfriend.
Step-granddaughter, new porn category.
Damn, dude. He had her killed.
Now I have some men on the inside.
Now don't go snitching now.
Lamar Davenport?
Lamar Davenport.
Is... This is God. I have a job for you. I need you to smite my first step-granddaughter. She is a liar.
Remember when I got you those tickets to Bruce Almighty and you owed me a favor?
I am. This is God speaking.
Also, Lamar Davenport wears nothing but velour. That man is silky,
he is in Sean John still to this day.
Lamar Davenport has boxers made out of the same material as his top. I don't know how else to describe
That's so funny. Just random man. Oh, man. Yeah. That's fucking great.
Lamar Davenport has an amazing collection of lotions.
Yes, absolutely.
Lamar Davenport knows a lot about lotion, and I bet has a dimmer switch in his bedroom that he can control on his phone.
Lamar Davenport is somehow third cousins of Allen Iverson. He's never met him, though.
No. When you ask Lamar Davenport what he does for a living, he just says business.
Shit. Yeah.
Hustle.
Entrepreneur. Lamar Davenport's Instagram profile says CEO, entrepreneur, school of hard knocks.
When you meet Lamar Davenport, he says, pleasure to make your acquaintances.
Yeah.
And tense his fingers.
All right. What else?
I love Lamar Davenport. Yeah. What a wonderful man.
Well, we've got, this is the zoo. We love our animal story. So we got two more. When we go to Friday's episode, we did go hard on San Jose had a running of the bulls. And I like to do a little something on the show called Sometimes the Bull Wins. And we do. Shannon did dig up one more. Sometimes the Bull Wins. Oh, no, I sent you this, right?
Yes, you sent this.
So this is another rodeo attempt.
This is like San Jose. Come on, be a little less.
Well, this
Hispanic,
is different.
Please.
This is a rodeo. Somebody sent me on Twitter.
Oh no, these are my people too.
I know, dude. Fuck. You got to get your guys. We're not in New Spain anymore, dude.
Oh, this dude is getting. Oh my gosh.
Jesus Christ, dude.
Yeah, leave him there. He's fucking dead. Get the chalk outline. Jesus fuck.
Boy, dude. I haven't seen anyone get crushed.
Dude, like, what, how many times? This is, okay.
You have to, there's
one, one, two, three, four,
is
five,
he dead?
Six, seven.
The one thing that got Knoxville was a bull, right? Like, that was the thing that actually, like, impacted him for life, was getting hit by the bull.
That and the motorcycle that crushes your ether.
That, yeah, I heard about that.
Dude, his helmet is on his back, dude. Holy,
why did he do this though?
Fuck.
According to Grok, so somebody asked Grok on this Twitter stream thread rather, and she said that he didn't die and that he only had like some damage to his like orbital bone, but that he was okay.
Okay,
I got away scot free.
Yeah, that's insanity,
good
man.
God.
You have to admit, there's probably like 3 seconds he's on that bull. He's like, I'm fucking killing it right now.
I don't know. Let's watch it again. He does not look confident up top.
Look, like right
Uh-oh. And then just, I mean, did it miss him with his feet on most of them? I feel like there's at least two where he takes full huff. Ooh.
Oh, boy. I haven't seen a guy get crushed like a bull like that since John Stockton. All right, okay.
How are you doing?
That is fucking you.
Shut the fuck up.
Oh. Robbie, you're smarter than me with sports stuff by a million. What was his injury yesterday that people were posting?
Oh, Moses Moody. Fuck.
What
dude,
the fuck
I'm so
happened?
I'm so upset, man. I was watching the game live. It was on Peacock, and they cut to. I was like, because that's my team, the Warriors. And Moses Moody is just like this 23 year old kid. Great kid. Just came back from injury after a month. He was hooping. He was running. The game was already basically won. He got a steal, and it was going to be like a little icing on the cake dunk. He goes up to a dunk, and it's a non-contact leg injury. He falls down, and his fucking what they call the patella tendon, got severed, and his knee, and that keeps your kneecap in place.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
so his kneecap went all the way up and again. So and literally Peacock showed it, and they showed his face reacting to it. He was like, and right then I was like, why the fuck did I see that? Why do they show that on fucking Peacock?
Dude, some of those leg injuries.
Prayers out to Moses Moody, though. So everyone called him a good kid. He's a kid who like waited his turn, mature beyond his years, from Little Rock, Arkansas. Just it was tragic. I was like depressed for a day.
Can I ask you a question because I'm stupid? Is that a career ender?
All
right, we're watching it, but I'm going to hate it.
Oh, fuck. I do.
Man, prayers.
No!
Yeah, that's what I saw. At first, I was like, oh man, this kid sucks. He can't even make a layup. I didn't realize that's what happened to him.
Is that a career ender?
For most people who have had it, yes, but he's 23 and sports medicine has come a long way. But that's what got Jeremy Lin. That ended his career. It got Oladipo, it ended his career. Baron Davis ended his career. And
it's at least a year recovery.
Yeah, it's going to be like the best case scenario is like 9 to 12 months. I mean, it's brutal. They have to fucking the way that they have to like sew it together. Like the way that they described the surgery was like terrible. Like, I didn't like reading it. It was like they have to like sew it together and
it was just a freak thing, just
freak accident. And because the injury he was coming back from was his wrist, and he was healthy. Out of nowhere, just a fucking his knee exploded in midair. It like exploded, and yeah, that was a bummer. That was crazy to watch, actually.
I broke my leg real bad wrestling in high school, so leg injuries just fucking make me nauseous.
I play soccer. I've seen too many people's legs just get turned to jelly, dude. It's rough to watch.
It's happening a lot in basketball just because everyone, like, the pace of play has gotten so crazy. So they should be conditioning themselves like professional runners, but they don't. So their legs just blow out. Because you have to be a professional runner and basketball player now.
Yeah.
But everyone's legs just, they're getting cooked in the NBA. I don't know what they got to do something about it. I don't know.
Is that the worst that's been on TV in a while?
Yeah, since Hayward. In my experience, I would say the Celtics-Cavs game where Gordon Hayward's fucking bone. No, that was that one was bad. That was on TV too.
I mean, the Tyreek Hill one was fucking just different sport. But
who's the college kid again? Kevin Hale, was that his name? Something like that. Like the bone came out of his leg. He was in the March Madness tournament, and he was gonna like be a big star. And like it was that one I've heard was the gnarliest. I didn't see that one live.
That's got to suck. That must just replay through your head every day, all day for your life.
Mm-hmm.
You just got to think, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
It must just roll. It's that thing where, have you ever had something really shitty happening and you wake up and there's like 8 seconds before you remember what's going on in your life?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're like, ah, fuck.
Yeah. Shannon, you took the Gordon Hayward injury because that one was gnarly. And that was a game everyone was watching because it was like LeBron versus the Celtics. And it was like the first day of the NBA. It was in prime time. And this dude just fucking, you can like hear it if I remember. Like it was like a brutal fucking, you can like hear it break. So that one was also really gnarly. I think this. Wait, do it with the audio, because the audio is what makes it really, because you literally like hear it like break, and then they cut to his knee, and it's like, they cut to it, they show it for like way too long, and it's really gross and disturbing, and then they all like it, and then both teams like got in a prayer circle for him. That one, that's probably the worst one I've seen, besides, yeah, that one was bad.
Did they really, man, we should have done this before. Too little, too late, guys.
Yeah.
It's real 2020 hindsight on this prayer circle, boys.
Yeah, that's a rough. That was a rough.
And then it's just like, fuck, I gotta learn to read.
You know what's funny? A guy on the team, the Warriors, last year tore his ACL, and he came back this year, and they're like, what'd you do? You read books? And he said, yeah. And they're like, what book did you read? He was like, oh, this great book called The 48 Laws of Power.
They're like, wrong book, boys. Wrong book, wrong book.
Sounds right. Good to me.
Before we get out of here, one more adorable animal video, and in proof that vaping is an evil industry. Because what they did, I was reading this article today about it. Essentially, the people that run the vaping companies were like, listen, this is great. This is money. Kids can get access to it. It's cool. It's easy to hide. And we just make money hand over fist. But this shit tastes awful. So the reason they use a lot of fruity flavors is because your tongue processes flavors in different parts. Like one part of your tongue processes bitter, one processes salty, one processes sweet. But it's like you basically draw a map of the tongue. So what they did was create all these flavors that specifically distracted the other parts of your tongue so that you don't realize how bitter the vape is.
Mm. Oh.
And it's basically, it masks it, but it also is playing a trick on your taste
senses.
Buds.
Wow.
And what they found now is that these flavors are so addictive and sweet that squirrels are vaping.
I saw this. I love that. I love this story.
Fuck yes. And Ashan, if you want to bring that up.
Dalton had a good joke about this. He said, squirrels look so much cooler vaping than humans do. Oh my god, I fucking love this, dude. He just like me for real. There's so many squirrels. Those look like East Coast squirrels, yeah. Too, for sure.
All these squirrels are going to be Gas Digital interns.
Dude, I'm going to... They're going to have little Tims on.
This is yeah. These are from London.
Oh, these London. Are from London? Yeah, all these squirrels are going to be editing Gas Digital clips in a week.
Hey, squirrels, have you ever tried Kratom? Damn, dude. They are so sick. God dude, damn. That's squirrels awesome. Are so fucking awesome, dude. Right around Stuytown, right there, there's so many cute squirrels.
My family hated squirrels growing up because my mom had a garden on the deck, mm-hmm. And my mom fucking hated yeah. Those squirrels.
Yeah,
dude, I used to be deathly afraid of squirrels for like a long time.
I think
time,
you can get
dude.
Bad squirrels. There's like ratty squirrels. There's like but where I'm from, they're
cute. And then I think is it an urban legend that if raccoons are out during the day, they're rabid? That's what my mom would always say. She goes, my mom would say, if they're out during the day, that means they got rabies.
I'll bet that sounds true. That sounds like good Jersey mom logic.
We had big raccoons that would hang on our deck. And so the way it worked is the deck was an extension.
One of them's name was Lamar Davenport.
Yeah, Lamar Davenport. raccoon tour. and it was an extension that my dad had built. It was a big deck that my dad and his friends built on the back of the house. And that back room was where our family computer was. So you'd be sitting, and then the computer's right here. But then there was a window that was the staircase up to the deck. So every once in a while in the middle of the night, I'd be on the computer, and I would look up, and there would just be like two raccoons staring at me, it was like when they would show The Exorcist still while you're doing a map. You would just hear me go, ah! Because they would just have their hands on the window and be watching me.
Yeah.
And it scared the shit out of me all the time.
Because they're they are human-like.
Yeah, well, they're self-domesticating now,
yeah,
supposedly.
Yeah.
They're like volunteering for it. They're like, oh, this is the life.
I mean, more animals, if they were smart, would do that, right? Because it's like...
Well, they're cutish. They know they're cute. Mm-hmm. They know they're fuzzy. They know they're cute. They know they can get away with shit.
Right.
So they're pulling it.
That's what cats and dogs do. They know that they're cute, and they know how to like use it. Like,
yeah, well, dude, you know,
they know when they make their eyes big, they'll get food.
Cats don't meow at each other. That's for us.
Really?
For real?
Cats do not communicate through meows. They hiss and they you know, like that chirping?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what cats meow for people because they're imitating babies.
Oh. Yo.
There's clips of lions meowing, but maybe it's different. I guess they kind of do like a more, not a meow, but more like a,
Yeah. The meow, that's for us. They figured that out.
That's cute. Damn. Yeah, it's funny how much they like pander to humans, dogs, and cats, just because like through evolution, They were like, that's how you get food.
Yeah.
Talk to that thing.
And Raccoon's like, hey, we're sick of them trapping us and killing us and making hats.
Yeah.
Squirrels are like,
dude. They keep giving us this lethal injection shit. Can we hang out on your couch, please?
And squirrels are like, dude, fuck it. They're giving us our vapes, dude. We're having a good time.
Squirrels are having a good time.
Squirrels are having a good time.
I relate to squirrels because they're always kind of like twitchy and like looking around, you know?
How mad are you if you're a squirrel and you look inside and see a ferret in somebody's house? Oh, come on. That's worse than me.
That's so
we're
good.
The same guys, just from a better neighborhood.
This is a long me. That's just long me.
It's just long me.
By the way, that's the name of the Chinese guy who has the ferret.
Oh, long me?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to end the show there. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Thank you so much to my guest, Andrew Oriana, and from the Arena of Ideas, and Robbie Wood, our great friend Robbie Goodwin. We'll be back with a bonus episode this Friday. And hey, enjoy your week, and thank you for tuning in. Bye-bye.
The fun's begun, no sleeping in. Noon is morning time to him. Pop, make, old jug it down. Just like your favorite Obie's clown. Grab a coffee and join the